the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This is the worst thing that's happened since probably 1917. This is very bad.
You ask how much I love you. I'll tell you true. My love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. I know I'll never get hurt, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. Stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. You said your love for me is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. You said your love for me is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. I know I feel no pains, 'cause your love is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. My love will bring you cheer. My love will turn the tide and whisk away all your tears, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. I know I'll never get hurt, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt.
Say, who is the knight in armor on the white horse?
We don't know.
Well, hi once again, Retrospect fans, Phil Gray, bringing you episode 424 of your weekly hour of 60s garage, protopunk, and psychedelia. And I've got quite an episode for you this week, packed with great tracks from around the world. From North America, we've got USA and Canada. From below the border, Mexico and Uruguay. From Asia, Singapore and Malaysia. And from Europe, Germany, the Netherlands, and Poland. But we got it all underway with a track, a little bit of a novelty track, from Ajax and the Cleansers on Clean Records, 7-inch 45 RPM promo disc released in the States in 1965. The track is called Stronger Than Dirt. The B-side was called Soap Suds. Now, Ajax and the Cleansers were, in fact, Tommy Burke and the Counts from Memphis, Tennessee, a band that had about 10 45s on various labels. So a novelty track, but a cool one. Another novelty track wrapping this episode. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Right, let's get into some very cool garage obscurities. Getting it underway with a band on Boyd Records. This is a 1966 7-inch from the Beloved Ones out of Tucson. During their career, they played with Paul Revere and the Raiders, the Seeds, the Mamas and the Papas, Buffalo Springfield, the Leaves, and many other acts, but they began playing surf music. With the rise of the Beatles, they hired a vocalist called Larry Cox, became the Dearly Beloved, and were handed a primitive recording of some black teens pounding out a piano track called Peep Peep Pop Pop. They were not convinced by the track, but they did record it, and it became particularly popular in Tucson, Phoenix, and many other southwestern cities. It became number one on KTKT's top 40 chart position, The track Peep Peep Pop Pop also made it onto the American Bandstand Rate a Record segment, where it was chosen over the Count 5 Psychotic Reaction. So this is The Beloved Ones with Peep Peep Pop Pop.
Through our country and our society.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Watch out! The postman's coming! He's going to the middle of the house now! I used to have these Argyle socks. I kept a box in the gloom of my room to my girl named Cheryl. Said, you're a squarehead, Argyle socks are out, boy. Well, she only said it once, cause I'm no dunce. And I popped a karate chop right on top of her swan-like neck. And she said, heck, you wrecked my swan-like neck with a karate chop. Popped a hump, boy. She began to cry, she wanted to die. So said I, there's nothing worse than moldy pie. Your lunch pail when you're in jail. For stealing ginger ale off Jerry Vale. She got in the mail from a frail at Yale. Who failed, and she dropped a grail, the third rail on the Santa Fe Trail. Hailed on an old nail and assailed by a snail. Who was old and cold and bold, cause he crawled up her nose. How is your bird? I said, how is your bird? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Like a dribbling in a pram? People used to stop me, say, hey boy, don't you know you've banned up really bad? I get mad, shake their heads till they get some tune. And then one day this doll says, baby, maybe you need a new shampoo. Man, it's true, your top's a mop of sloppy residue. That's so like a clown, I went downtown. Saw this guy in a white drugstore gown with a frown. I bought this hot new foamy stuff, strong enough to kill dendrup. But I can't use my comb, cause I'm covered with foam. It's all around my home, and it's not fair, cause the dandruff's gone, and so's my hair. Fair, scared chair, where's there, have a pair. How is your bird? I said, how is your snur? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Like a dribbling ram. I'm gonna blow a little more harmonica. I dropped my harmonica. Hey, bass player, stop trying to step my harmonica. Hey, don't step on it. You think you can kill harmonicas like that? More will come. Hundreds and thousands. And there'll be no bass players, just harmonica players. Today, a side man. Tomorrow, the whole band. You see?
360s Garage Curios. The beloved ones, peep, peep, pop, pop, top of the set. Then a personal favourite, The Driving Stupid out of New Jersey, 1966, recorded a bunch of tracks, compiled in 2002 by Sundazed Records, all of their previously unreleased material on an album called Horror Asparagus Stories. We had a very cool track called Hide the Lobsters. And because the show up to this point has all been a bit silly, I squeezed in Like a Dribbling Fram from The Race Marbles. The Race Marbles was Toronto DJ Gary Ferrier's project, a send-up of Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone, fictitious studio band, and a track that appeared on Volume 3 of the People's Compilation. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Over to Canada now with some pop psych out of Calgary, 1968. The band is called The 49th Parallel. Originally called The Shades of Blonde, this is Citizen Freak.
Get up early, eat your oats, read your paper, go and vote. You're the type who hates food, jeez, you shame each morning, you're so meek. A day by day, a week by week, we hate you.
Citizen Freak.
You've got a bank book, I'm impressed, bet you help your children dress. Home at night, you kiss your wife, what a way to waste a life. Shove some health food up your beak, we hate you.
Citizen Freak.
Up at 8, you work
till 6, 0 till 10 to get your kicks. Buy a car, impress the neighbors, shoes are made of alligators. Status quo is what you seek, we hate you.
Citizen free.
Not too fat, not too mean, feed your children jelly beans. That's a way to raise your stock, tough as daddy on the block. Yes, dear, to your wife you speak, we hate you.
Citizen free.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia.
All right, everybody on the floor, stand by. Senator Bobby, Senator McKinley, just a word before we go into the record. Remember, this has got to be a smash, you two guys together. So shake hands and come out singing.
I'm just mad about saffron. A saffron mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just crazy about me.
Stand by, Senator Bobby.
They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly, yeah.
They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly, Senator, yes.
They call me mellow yellow.
Is that it, guys?
That's your part.
That's
Senator.
My part.
Right. That's it, sir.
I'm just mad about 14. A 14's mad about me.
Well, I like 72 myself, Senator.
I'm just
quiet, Senator.
Mad about 14. She's just insistent about me. They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly, yes.
They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly, yeah. This does not sound right, guys.
Senator, this is the way we rehearsed it, and I wish you'd do it. Could you please? Just quite rightly.
Now listen, if I don't get more than quite rightly, I do respect to the senior senator. Senator. I don't understand this.
Senator, it's a bipartisan song, and we're trying to give the Republican senator his just due. We don't want to make a political fight here.
Well, I don't understand what mellow yellow means either. That doesn't thrill me either.
Senator, it's his song. All we want from you is quite rightly.
You mean not even a bodeo-do or a doobie-doobie-doo?
No, Senator, just quite rightly.
What is this electrical? I don't understand that.
Senator, those are the words of the song. It's an English song.
Electrical banana.
That doesn't sound like English to me.
Has to be the very next phase. They call me mellow yellow. They call me.
Senator, this is your part
yellow.
With the quite rightly.
Quite rightly, yes.
They call me mellow yellow.
I bet they do, yes.
This is the whole song.
Yeah.
Mad about
it doesn't
me.
Sound right to me at all. It's just saffron and 14s. I don't understand this.
Senator, you shouldn't complain about someone else's song. It's not good for your image in the business.
Well, it's not good for his either. I heard the song, and it's just not right.
Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to indoctrinate our children.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
When the curls rise.
Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached. Mr. America, try to hide the emptiness that's you inside. But once you find that the way you lied and all the corny tricks you tried will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freaks, Daddy. Those who aren't afraid. say what's on their minds. The left behind of the great society. Supermarket dream, Mr. America, walk on by the liquor store supreme. Mr. America, try to hide the product of your savage pride, the useful minds that it denied. The day you shrugged and stepped aside, you saw their clothes and then you cried, those hungry freaks, Daddy. Philosophy that turns away from those who aren't afraid to say what's on their minds. The left behind of the great society.
Phil is a terrific guy, but we get along.
Retrospect.
What a set. Four tracks of North American garage, psych, curios, freakbeat even. Citizen Freak, top of the set from the 49th Parallel. Picture and information about them up on our Instagram and Facebook. Then we had Senator Bobby and Senator McKinley. Actually, a guy called William Minkin, American comedian. He recorded tracks doing impressions of Robert Kennedy and Senator McKinley. perhaps better known for their very cool cover of Wild Thing, but we had Senator Bobby and Senator McKinley with their cover of Donovan's Mellow Yellow. Then Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, off the 1966 debut album by that band, released June 1966 on Verve Records, called Freak Out, one of the most important psychedelic albums of all time. Then we had a guy called Dean Carter, born Arlie Neville, American gospel singer, songwriter. But during the 60s, he recorded as Dean Carter, doing mainly rockabilly and soul-influenced garage rock. And I guess that song are very much an example of that. So a cool version of Jailhouse Rock on Milky Way Records from 1967.
You will destroy through COVID-19. No more!
No more. No more.
Well, let's get into Global Garage. This is a band out of Singapore called the Stray Dogs. Columbia Records released 1967. The A side of this 45 is called Mum's Too Pampering. We're going to check out the B side. Cover of I Can Only Give You Everything.
This is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Now tell him, honey, baby, you know, shall we come around? You might fight people, I'm gonna head you no ground. She come for her hair. I used to bother me at night. She make me feel so good, no. I wanna see her and feel alright. Her name is Jill. Yeah. Oh. comes around here. She's to buy me night. She make feel so good, no. She make feel alright. Can't walk down my street. Oh, she come to my house. You look from my door. And he's come to my room. That's make feel alright.
Seen bad things. I've seen many bad things, and that was just a horrible thing.
Twój dom i mieszkanie numer dwa. Twój głos. Sukienka właśnie ta. Twój świat, mały świat, poznałem już od lat. Co dzień takie same płyną dni. Twój styl i rozmowy naszej treści. I buciki numer 6. Od lat to znam i wiem, że już nowy głos, nowy los w świat woła mnie. Mieszkanie numer 3. Jej głos, jakieś kwiaty, pewnie bzy. Jej świat, mały świat, poznałem minie rok. I znów takie same będą dni. Z tym i rozmowy naszej treść, jej gust i buciki numer 5. Od lat to znam i wiem, że już nowy głos, nowy los w świat woła mnie. Świat woła mnie. Świat woła mnie. Świat woła mnie.
Three slices of Global Garage. Singaporean band Stray Dogs, I Can Only Give You Everything, got underway. Then Los Monstruos out of Mexico. 7-inch, 4-track, 45 RPM EP. The first track on that, favourite of mine, of course, Gloria, from Los Monstruos out of Mexico. Then a band called Savages, or in their native language of Polish, Zakusi. Formed 1963 or 1964 in Warsaw. And Google Translate's not really my friend on this. They got a new singer called Daniel Dan in June 1966, and they qualified for the Spring Festival of Teen Music, taking second place. Started doing some radio recordings for youth radio. Wasn't all plain sailing. They did receive complaints for their live act, I believe. Anyway, Zakusi is the name of the band. The track Stale to Samo out of Poland.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Here's some 60s garage pop out of Malaysia. Sunny Sar Hoodie was an idol singer frequently heard on Malaysian radio. Regularly played with two bands, The Hooks and the band We're Having, the Turwellos. Appeared in a 1967 film called A Go-Go. So this is Sunny Sar Hoodie and the Turwellos. A track called Siapa Gerangan.
Gray in retrospect, 60s garage punk show.
German measles, and then we had them all. yourself, and then we ate them all. We all had German measles. It's not wonderful.
I'm lying in my bed,
in my bed.
My hood is sometimes red,
sometimes red.
My body where we warm,
where we warm.
I'm feeling like a storm.
I had German measles, and then we had them all. We all had German measles.
After this I feel my fever's going back, and it was real. I can't let my bed. I'm so happy and glad, happy and glad.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Three slices of global garage. Sunny Sahudi and the Two Wellows out of Malaysia with Siapa Ganangan. Then we had The Subjects. Band out of Germany, 1967-45, called German Measles. And then from the Netherlands, a band called Les Baroques. From a place called Baan. They existed from 65 through to 69. Unusually, they sang in particularly good English. They're also known for their instrumental prowess. So their first hit had a bassoon. They also had banjo and balalaika and harpsichord throughout their music. We had a track called Bottle Party from the Netherlands, Les Baroques.
Retrospect. The ultimate in high fidelity listening.
Here's a band I was excited to rediscover as I went through the material I have for the show. The band is out of Uruguay. They are called the Silver Thunders. This is really interesting stuff. They used to have 3 or 4 hours a week over several months of 1968 in a studio called Sura Americana de Grabaciones. That studio was pretty primitive. There was no editing tricks, no option of doing several takes, and the tape they used was extremely expensive. They used to do Merseybeat covers, British R&B, some surf music, some garage music, Beatles tracks notably, also a bit of African pop. So one of the recordings they did was this track. This is the Silver Thunders out of Uruguay with their cover of the Beatles, Got to Get You Into My Life.
I took it right, I didn't know, and it was fine. Cause you don't know, cause maybe I will see another kind of man there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Maybe I to see another heart to hold you. You gotta know that maybe I see another heart to hold you. Ooh, do you want to be near me? Ooh, and want to hear me? Guys, we'll be together every day. Got to get you into my life. Cause maybe I really know what has to come down. You don't know, you maybe I will see another kind of man there. Ooh, did you want to be near me? And when did you hear me? I will be together every day. Good to get you into my life. To get you into my life. Could see an old, maybe I could see another kind of my life.
Well, that is a very interesting take on the Beatles' Got to Get You Into My Life from Uruguayan band The Silver Thunders. Taking us to the end of Retrospect episode 424. Don't forget about all those back episodes you can grab, including last week's Psychedelia episode. We got this one underway with Ajax and the Cleansers. A novelty record, but a very worthy one. We're going out with another novelty record, perhaps not as worthy. It is from a 1963 Flexi LP called Think Along With Mad, published by Mad magazine. This was a 5.5-inch Flexi disc, 33 1/3 RPM, single-sided, cardboard-backed, shaped square. You can't say that about many 60s garage tracks. It's from 1963. It's credited to Alfred E. Newman. This is called It's a Gas. And that's it for Retrospect episode 424.
It's a gas! We'll be right back.
Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.